आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीरं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं वादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दम् सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
इन वर्स नंबर 260 शंकराचार्य जी से एकम एव सत दैट एग्जिस्टेंस इज एकम। एव मीन्स अलोन, दैट एग्जिस्टेंस वन अलोन ओनली, अनेक कारणम बट इट इज द कारण, इट इज द कॉज फॉर अनेक प्लुरलिटी। ओके, कारणांतर निराश कारणम एंड इट इज कॉज दैट इज डिवाइड ऑफ अदर कॉज, ही इज द कॉज ऑफ द होल यूनिवर्स, ऑल प्लुरलिटी इज बिकॉज ऑफ दैट, बट हिमसेल्फ इज कॉजलेस, देर इज नो कॉज ऑफ दैट सत। कार्य कारण विलक्षणम स्वयं, स्वयं मीन्स ही हिमसेल्फ इज कार्य कारण विरचनम। कार्य इज द वर्ल्ड एंड द कारण ऑफ द वर्ल्ड, वर्ल्ड इज ग्रॉस, द कारण ऑफ द वर्ल्ड हैज टू बी सटल, सो द कारण ऑफ द वर्ल्ड इज सटल। एंड हु इज दिस ब्रह्मन? डिफरेंट, विलक्षण फ्रॉम ग्रॉस एंड सटल, ग्रॉस एंड सटल। ब्रह्म तत्वसि भावयात्मनि, दैट ब्रह्मन त्वम असि, यू आर दैट, भावे आत्मनि, मेडिटेट इन योर हार्ट। देन इन द नेक्स्ट वर्स इट इज सेड निर्विकल्पकम, निर्विकल्प फ्री फ्रॉम ड्युअलिटी। हु मेड दिस ड्युअलिटी और प्लुरलिटी? माया, माया मेड, सो ही इज अदर देन माया। अनल्पम, अनल्पम, अल्पम इज लिटिल, स्मॉल, लिमिटेड, अनल्पम इज विच इज नॉट लिमिटेड, infinite. Aksharam. Charam means destructible. Aksharam means indestructible. And yat char akshar vilakshanam param. And he is supreme. And beyond char and akshar. Again here, char and akshar means gross and subtle. World and its cause. Cause of world is maya. So he is param. He is beyond world and beyond maya. Nityam, eternal. Abhyam sukham, indivisible, divisible bliss. Abhyam sukham, niranjanam, untainted, not tainted by anything. Like our, we have seen, what is this Atman? Is it just illuminator, that's all. Sun is also illuminator. So whatever is happening in the presence of sun, whether it's a good deed or a bad deed, sun illumines, that's all. Is the sun affected by that? No. Similarly, the Atman in all of us is not at all affected by our gross body actions or subtle body actions. Not affected. Untainted. Niranjanam. Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatni. That Brahman you are. You meditate in your heart in that way. Gurudev, right? That which is not made of maya, nirvikalpam, beyond all agitations of the mind and the intellect which are created by the vasana. All the agitations in the mind are created by vasana according to our likes and dislikes. All thoughts are coming in our mind. That is, the self is behind the vasana, but itself is uncontaminated, immaculate. In our BMI chart, this self is Atman is beyond vasana. Infinite. Alpam means finite, limited. Analpam therefore means infinite, unconditioned. In Chandogya Upanishad, the Rishi defines the infinite. Yo vai bhuma, that which is infinite, is eternal. We all know whatever is finite is changing and perishable. So if something has to be changeless, non-perishable, then it has to be infinite. Yad alpam tad mritam, whatever is finite, alpam is mortal. The changeless akshar refers to maya, that which is other than vilakshanam. Both chara and akshar is the consciousness with which the changing and the changeless are illumined. Changing and changeless? Changing means the world. And the cause of this changing world is the changeless maya. He illumines both. Undying bliss, not the joy of the sense object which are fleeting and variable in their intensity, priya mod pramod. We know sense object joy is fleeting. This is the supreme permanent bliss experience on transcending the mind intellect equipment. When you transcend your mind and intellect, then you get it. So long the mind is present, you are not there. The Upanishad seers are only employing the term to give us who live in the mental arena some measure of what the experience is when the mind is transcended. Literally, it is not bliss in the sense we now understand it to be. We are thinking a bliss is something we can compare with the joy of the sense object. It's not that kind. It's not of that kind. Taintless, without the imperfection of the tamas, beyond the vasana, beyond the great delusive power of maya, that Brahman thou art. Verse number 262.
यद् विभाति सदनेकदा भ्रमात्
यद् विभाति सदनेकदा भ्रमात्
नाम रूप गुण विक्रियात्मना
नाम रूप विक्रियात्मना
हेमवत् स्वयं अविक्रियं सदा
हेमवत् स्वयं अवक्रियं सदा
ब्रह्मतत्त्वमसि भावयात्मनि
ब्रह्मतत्त्वमसि भावयात्मनि
यद्विभाति सदनेकधा भ्रमात् नामरूपगुणविक्रियात्मना हेमवत् स्वयं अविक्रियं క్రియం సదా బ్రహ్మతత్వమసి భావయాత్మని.
యత్ వివాతి సత్ అనేకదా భ్రమాత్. యత్ దాట్ విచ్ విభాతి సైన్స్ ఆర్ అపియర్స్ సత్ సత్ మీన్స్ ద రియాలిటీ అనేకదా వేరియస్లీ భ్రమాత్. ఇట్ ఈస్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ డెల్యూషన్ దాట్ వన్ రియాలిటీ విచ్ అపియర్స్ వేరియస్లీ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ డెల్యూషన్. So how it appears variously, we have studied Tattvabodh, na? In Tattvabodh, Panchikarnam, we have seen five great elements, then divided into two. Then this half is divided into four. Then four goes to other four, and others contribute again 12.5%, 12.5%, 12.5%, and this becomes again whole. Then we get this five, these gross elements. With these five gross elements, Pind and Brahmand is made. So all plurality, how it is made? Anekadha. So many items were created in this way. We all Agyanis take this form as real. But here Shankaracharya says, Brahmand. Yad bhivati sad anekada brahmat. Whatever is appearing or whatever is signing as plurality, it is only Brahma. It's only delusion. It's not there. What is delusion? Delusion is that not understanding a thing as it is. Not understanding a thing as it is Brahma. So why is this Brahma? What is the cause of this Brahma? The cause of this Brahma is the Maya, Avaran Shakti, Vichep Shakti. What is the third Shakti called? Gyan Shakti. So, Avaran Shakti represents Tamogun. Vichep Shakti represents Rajogun. So why there is delusion? Because avaran. Avaran, covering. Covering of what? Covering of Atman inside and the substratum of the whole world, Brahman, outside. That is avaran. And what is vichep? So on the Atman it projected that this is body. Cross body, subtle body, causal body. You are not Atman. Atman is not seen. What is seen? It is a causal body, subtle body and cross body. Outside, the substratum of the whole world, Brahman is not seen. What is seen? Nam, Roop is seen only. Only Jagat is seen. So delusion is because of the Avaran and Vichep Shakti. Actually speaking, what is common everywhere is the truth only. Everywhere the common factor is truth. That really exists. Let us see a couple of examples. Sun rays passing through a prism. Sun rays passing through a prism. What happens? Then you get seven colors. Is it not so? Sun rays one only. But you get seven colors. When we were young, we used to get one fairy wala. I used to bring what you call a kaleidoscope. You move it and you get different type of figures there. You know, it's nothing but a broken glass in that. And some mirror effect. And you get different shapes. So one becomes many. One becomes many. So Brahman is appearing as many. Is there any change in Brahman? We have to understand this very good. I mean properly. Is there any change in Brahman? So it is said like how like milk become yogurt. When it becomes yogurt, milk is no more there. You can't see. As the Brahman become like that, the whole world. Now Brahman is no more there. No, it is not like that. There is no change in Brahman. Whole world is an appearance. Therefore, it is called Vivartakaran. So Sanskrit word for that is Vivartakaran. And example, like snake on rope. We cannot explain Vedanta without snake on Hemvat swam abhakriyam sada, abhikriyam sada, hemvat. Hemvat means like gold. Swam itself, abhikriyam means changeless sada. Like with the gold, you make different ornament. Whatever be the carat of the gold, 14, 18, 22, 24. This carat never changes. What we are doing is the superimposing the name and form on that. That's all. Suppose with the 24 carat gold you are making necklace, when you make necklace, will it become 22? No, it will remain 24. Gold never undergoes any change. It's only the name and form we are superimposing. Nam rup gun vikriyatmana. Nam, name, rup, form, gun, quality, vikriyatmana, as changes. Different types of changes. Though itself always unchanged and assumes names, forms, qualities and changes, but itself never changes. So Brahman or Atman never modifies. So there are two types of changes. One is called Parinami Karan. Parinami, Parinami, changes. It changes. And the classic example given is from milk you become, make yogurt. From yogurt you make butter. From butter you make ghee. But you cannot substitute ghee for milk. If you need to light a lamp, you need ghee, not milk. Although the ghee is a product of milk, you cannot substitute. But in all the stages, you will not find milk again. Milk is gone. And another is vibhart karan. What is aparinami vibhart karan? It is not being changed. Parinami, changing. Aparinami, not changing. Vibhart karan, it is just superimposition. There is no change. Like when we see snake on rope, there is no change in rope. There is no modification in rope. Gurudev, right? The multiplicity that we see around us is only in the form of name, forms, qualities and activities. If you look at the world by removing these four, Naam, Roop, Guna, Vikriya, if we remove these four, what you would see is nothing but Brahman. In Drigdrishivek we have seen Asti Bhati Priya Naam Roop. Everywhere five things are there. Asti Bhati Naam Roop. If you want to see Asti Bhati Priya, which is Satchidanand, which is Brahman, what you have to do? Remove Naam Roop. Same thing is said here. Gurudev also said same thing. Naam Roop Guna Kriya Vikriya, you remove it. What will remain? Brahman, Atman. Such a subtle perception is required to discover the true essence in the life around us. Not only within us, Atman is there, that the same Atman is there around all of us. Ordinarily, we do not perceive the object, we only look at them. At best, we only see what is projected by our mind. And our mind projects according to its own likes and dislikes. Same object is seen by different people and the perception is different of different people. Why so perception is different? Because their likes and dislikes are different. In Kindle life you will find a same thing seen by a poet, he describes in his poetry. A scientist see, he sees some laws there. Agriculture, he sees some different way. We fail to perceive the truth. Though an alert spiritual perception alone is truth revealed to us, and not by seeing what is but an illusion. What we need is alert spiritual perception. What is this alert spiritual perception? It is your wisdom. It is your third eye. By your third eye, you will be able to see the principle of existence everywhere. When we look at an object, we do so through an outer instrument of sense objects and inner instrument of the mind and intellect. With the help of mind and intellect and the organs of perception, we see a thing. And the sense stimuli come inside. They can report to us only the sense stimuli and the feelings and thought all together. They may give us name, form, nature, function, qualifying properties of the thing and their relationships. So the whole world can be classified and say, what is this? Naam, Roop, Guna, Kriya, Vishesha, Sambandha. In the footnote, Gurudev has written. So name and forms, qualities and activities are all the blabbering of the mind. Whole world is projection of our mind. When mind is not there, world is not there. In deep sleep, mind is not there, world is not there for me. Therefore, very important, mindless seeing is perception of truth. Mindless seeing is perception of the truth. What is mind? Mind is a flow of thought. Mindless perception, thoughtless perception is... Thoughtless perception is perception of truth. Remember Upadesha. Suddham, on Suddham there is Aham Vritti and Idam Vritti. Aham Vritti and Idam Vritti is world. This is thought. This Aham Vritti and Idam Vritti is illumined by Suddha Aham. So long this Aham Vritti and Idam Vritti is there, mind is alive and you are seeing world, you are not able to see the Suddha Aham. When you become mindless, that means when there is no Aham Vritti and Idam Vritti, what remains there? Same thing written here. Mindless seeing is perception of the truth. Mindful perception of truth is the world. Mindful, when the vritti, both aham and idam vrittis are there, you are seeing the world. So then if we were to perceive the world outside without any attempt at verbalization, without any blabbering of the mind, what we would see is Brahman alone. So when the mind ends, what remains is that Brahman. Like gold, him, but gold does not want to be on our neck, or to clasp your hand, or to cling to your finger. It is you who mold it into various shapes, use it for various purposes, and thereafter call it various names. Name, form, property, and activity are all projected onto the gold, and we see the world of ornament, oblivious of the fact that they are all nothing but gold. Similarly, the world is nothing but Brahman. Understand that Brahman to be your own self. That Brahman is my own self. What is the difference between Brahman and Atman? Atman. Atman unconditioned is Brahman. So therefore Atman is equal to Brahman. Simple, simple formula. Sutra. No, there is no mind and intellect. There is no mind and intellect. You cannot perceive that truth with your any instrument. You cannot perceive it. But it is present. You can experience it. When the thought process stops, what will remain is the total awareness will remain. Because consciousness is self-effulgent. It is there, continuously effulgent. That effulgence is covered, avaran is the tamogun which covers, and the vichep is the various thoughts are coming. So we are experiencing different types of thoughts, idam vritti and aham vritti. That is all projection on that atman, on that consciousness. So if you want to perceive that consciousness which is self-effulgent, what we have to do? Remove aham vritti and idam vritti, that's all. And if you say it is impossible, no, it is possible, it is our experience every day in deep sleep, we go there. Each one of us, we reach there. But we are ignorant about that at that time. If we can come to that state in waking state, that is samadhi. In deep sleep, you are not aware. In waking state, you are aware. If you can see your all thought process in the waking state, it is called samadhi. Total awareness is there. Otherwise, it is deep sleep.
Mindless and mindful is sivakalpa nirvikalpa?
Yeah, one way you can say sivakalpa and nirvikalpa. Another word, Gurudev's language is very... Next.
Yatcha kastana paramparat param. Yatcha kastana paramparat param. Pratyagekara samatma lakshanam. Pratyagekara samatma lakshanam. Satta chitta sukham. Satta chit sukham anantam avvayam. Satya chit sukham anantam avvayam. Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani. Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani. Yatcha kastana param parat param. Pratyagikara samatma lakshanam. Satya chit sukham anantam avvayam. Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani.
Yat chakasti anparam paratparam. Yat, that which, chakasti, science. Anaparam, beyond which there is nothing. Beyond Brahman there is nothing. Paratparam, beyond the beyond. Beyond the beyond means beyond Maya. Beyond Maya. That beyond which there is nothing, which is above Maya, which is superior to its effects, the universe. Chakasti illumines. It's science. It is self-effulgent. Anaparam, other than Brahman, there is nothing. Anaparam. In Vridhyaranyaka Upanishad, it comes, tat etat brahma purvam anaparam. That Brahman has nothing before or after, that is without cause and effect, devoid of any activity pertaining to any object. Anaparam, Gurudev have defined in the footnote, na vidyate param karya yasya anaparam. Na vidyate. So devoid of any activity, without any cause and effect. So all objects enjoy the same degree of existence. But there is a difference between the reality of the world and the reality of the Brahman, truth. It is different. Objects of the world have got the same degree of reality of existence. Because since they change and perish, but the Brahman, it never changes or perishes. So their existence is different. Whole world existence is for a limited time. But the Brahman existence is for infinite period of time. Parat param, beyond Maya. So subtle is higher than the gross. Gross, subtle. And where is Brahman? Beyond subtle also. Param. In Mundaka Upanishad it is said, Aksharat Parta Para, supreme is beyond all Maya. Pratyak Ekrasam Atmalacham. Pratyak, where is this? innermost, most subtle. It is with us. Ekarasam, one essence. Atmalachanam, of the nature of the self, which is the innermost subjective self, which is of one essence, pratyak. So if we have to realize our Atman, what we have to do? We have to go innermost. It is pratyak, it is inside. It is not outside. Not outside. And all our sense organs are extrovert. So if you want to travel inside, what we have to say? What we have to do? We have to withdraw our senses from outside, collect them, close them. Then go to the mind. Mind also is always illuminating all the thoughts only. Now you have to tell mind, "Hey, stop it. See yourself. Who is the illuminator? Who is your illuminator? See." Ekarasam, that Atma Tattva is of same essence. Whatever Shankaracharya, Vamdev ji, Ved Vyas ji, or all gurus experience, if you experience today, your experience will be same. Ekarasam, there is no change. You cannot say Shankaracharya experienced something better, you know? No, that was different ras. No, ekarasam. How do you say that it is ekarasam? You see, in the deep sleep, the experience of sukh is of same for everyone, whether he is a poor or a king. Ekaras. And on the other side, objective sukh is different. If somebody is playing music on 20,000 watt speaker, someone may like, others they will suffer. So, ekrasam. In deep sleep, everybody is experiencing same sukh, not different. Similarly, after having the realization of self, our experience will be of the same type with Shankaracharya, Vamdev, or all the great teachers. Whatever they experience, we will be also experiencing the same. Atmalachanam, possessed of such character of the Atman. Satya chit sukham anantam abhyam. Sat chit sukh, that you know, sat chit anand, sat, existence, chit, awareness, consciousness, and anand. We all experience anand, but that is indirect anand. Our anand comes through object. The source of anand is only one. What is that source? Our own Atman. But we project it on objects of the world. So we say indirectly what we get is priyamod pramod. Satya chit sukham. How is that anand? Anantam, infinite. Infinite anand. And many times I have said in Upanishad, it is said, one fraction of a drop of that bliss is sufficient to give joy from Brahmaji to Pipilika in past, present, and future. One fraction of a drop is sufficient to give you joy for so many people. In past, present, and future. Anantam, abhyam. Abhyam is undecaying, eternal, immutable. Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani. Meditate on that in your heart. So, anaparam Gurudev Rai, there is nothing other than it. Paratparam, it is beyond gross and subtle. All these terms are as many arrows marked pointing the direction of our attention in meditation toward the Supreme. They are not definition of truth. So with this ends our 10 verses of meditation. Starting from 254 to 263 are the 10 meditative verses. And what is there, Gurudev Rai? They are all the indicators. Last one, but one paragraph. Verse 263. All these terms are as many arrow marks pointing the direction of our attention in meditation toward the Supreme. They are not definition of truth. They are only guidepost en route to truth to help the human mind reach it. This reality thou art, these 10 verses are a great help to meditation. All serious students Vedanta make them their own and grow in their meditation. So meditative verses are over. We will do one more verse. After that we will chant 10 verses and do meditation on the last two verses only, which we have studied today.
उक्तमर्थमिममात्मनि स्वयं उक्तमर्थमिममात्मनि स्वयं भावयेत् प्रतित युक्तिभिर्धिया भावयेत् प्रतित युक्तिभिर्धिया संशयादिरहितं कराम्बुवत् संशयादिरहितं कराम्बुवत् तेन तत्त्वनिगमो भविष्यति तेन तत्त्वनिगमो भविष्यति उक्तमर्थमिममात्मनि स्वयं भावयेत् प्रथित युक्तिभिर्धिया संशयादिरहितं कराम्बुवत् तेन तत्त्वनिगमो भविष्यति.
5-2 second. 5-2 second line. Bhavet pratita yukti vi dhya. Bhavet, you must meditate. Bhavet. Pratita means recognize, or as discussed earlier. So we have discussed in 10 verses. Yukti vi, by arguments. Dhya. Dhya means with the pure intellect. Dhya, with the intellect you think over. And how this intellect should be? Is pure intellect, free of all blemishes. One must meditate with the intellect in one's heart on the truth. Okay. By logic, we all have proved, I am Brahman. Do you have all doubt? We have proved many times. Without Upadhi, we are consciousness. And the consciousness between in me and the consciousness in Lord or in Brahman is one and same. Therefore, from the standpoint of consciousness, we all are Brahman. But with conditioning, we are different. So, uktam artham imam atmani swayam bhavayet. Uktam artham, whatever is already said earlier. So what the Upanishad is trying to tell us, or Vivek Chudamani is trying to tell us, Jeev Brahma Aikya. All Upanishad, Gita, or all the text, they are telling one and the same thing. The subject matter of all Shastra is Jeev Brahma Aikya. So think that way. Uktam artham imam, this atmani in one's own heart, bhavayet, you meditate. That I am Brahman, I am Brahman, I am Brahman. In this way we have to do it. But nobody can help you there. This meditation you have to do. Don't tell, sir, on my behalf, next Sunday morning you do it. It is said, Guru ki karni Guru le jayega, chele ki karni chela. So who has to do? Guru has to do his own karni. He will take. He can guide. This way you can realize it. So realize truth without any doubt. Sansay rahitam karambhavat. संशय रहितम. मेनी टाइम्स आई हैव सेड आवर नॉलेज शुड बी डाउट फ्री. इफ देर इज ए डाउट यू विल नॉट वॉक दैट पाथ, यू विल नेवर वॉक. सो इफ यू हैव गॉट ए डाउट इन कर्म योग, भक्ति योग, ज्ञान योग और हठ योग, यू विल नॉट वॉक दैट. तो आवर नॉलेज अबाउट दैट शुड बी डाउट फ्री. द साइंस बिहाइंड इट वी शुड नो वेरी क्लियरली कि यस दिस विल हैपन. संशय आदि रहितम विदाउट एनी डाउट. कर अंबुवत, कर कर्म इज हैंड, अंबु वाटर. लाइक इफ यू पुट फ्यू ड्रॉप्स ऑफ वाटर यू कैन सी क्लियरली ना वाटर. लाइक व्हेन द टाइम ऑफ पार्चमेंट वी गिव वाटर, मेनी डिवोटी डोंट नो व्हाट टू डू, सो वी हैव टू टेल सिप. दे हैव गॉट अ डाउट वेदर आई शुड सिप इट और नॉट. Is it good or not? See, the water is we can see very clearly. Similarly, this knowledge should be that clear. It will happen. Karambhuvata. Some people has got a doubt that, okay, this is a snake. There is a doubt. On the rope, you are being saying. But some people say, no, this is real. And that is a really, I'm telling you, a very dangerous position. If you are seeing snake on rope and you are saying the snake is real, then success is not going to come. If you are seeing on Brahman the projected world and you say the world is real, what will happen? No success. But as directed by Shankaracharya, if we do, then what he says, तेन तत्व निगम भविष्यति 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 मीन्स विल टेक प्लेस, विल टेक प्लेस. देर इज नो क्वेश्चन ऑफ एनी फेल्योर. भविष्यति, इट विल हैपन. हु इज सेइंग? शंकराचार्य जी सेइंग. व्हाट विल यू गेट? तत्व निगम, रियलाइजेशन ऑफ ट्रुथ. How? Tena, by these means. So if you understand the above 10 verses, their meaning clearly, we took lot of time, slowly, word by word, we explained. And if you meditate in this way, what will happen? Bhavishyati will take place, Tattva Nikamaha, realization of truth will happen. Will happen. How Shankaracharya is saying it will happen? Because it already with me. That Atma Tattva is already with me. I do not know, that's all. How will I come to know? Gyatva, only knowledge is required. Kritva, anything to be done? Nothing to be done for realization. Then why are you telling me to do japa, puja, tirtha, brahman, gangasana? For making my dhee clear, purified. For that these things are needed. Purification of mind is first step and second is knowledge. So all those things are required for purification of mind, not for knowledge, not for knowledge. Whole life if you go on only doing the parayan of Ramayana or parayan of Bhagavad Gita, only chanting Vishnu Sahasranam, Lalita Sahasranam, whatever you say, it will purify your mind. It will not give you knowledge. Are you clear? And knowledge has to be doubt-free. There is no definition of Brahman. These are all the indicators given to reach to that Brahman. So with this we have completed 10 verses. We will chant these 10 verses together. Together or lead and follow? Do we have time? Yeah, we can do the lead and follow also together. Then on the last two verses, we'll have meditation for a short period of time. Leader, Paul.
Jati niti kula gotra duragam.
Jati niti kula gotra duragam.
Nama rupa guna dosha varjitam.
Rupagunadosavarjitam
Deshakala Vishayati Vartiyad
Deshakala Vishayati Vartiyad
Brahma Tattvamasi Bhavayatmani
Brahma Tattvamasi Bhavayatmani
Yat Param Sakalavaga Gocharam
Yat Param Sakala Vaga Gocharam
Gocharam Vimala Bodha Chakshusaha
Gocharam Vimala Bodha Chakshusaha
Shuddha Chid Ghanamanadi Vastu Yad
Shuddha Chid Ghanamanadi Vastu Yad
Brahma Tattvamasi Bhavayatmani
Brahma Tattvamasi Bhavayatmani
Shad Bhirur Vibhira Yogi Yogi Rida
Shad Bhirur Vibhira Yogi Yogi Rida
Bhavitam Nakaranair Vibhavitam
Bhavitam Nakaranair Vibhavitam
Buddha Vedyamana Vadyamasti Yada
Buddha Vedya Manavadyamasti Yada
Brahma Tattvamasi Bhavayatmani
Brahma Tattvamasi Bhavayatmani
Bhranti Kalpita Jagat Kalashrayam
Bhranti Kalpita Jagat Kalashrayam
Swashrayam Cha Sadasad Vilakshanam
Swasrayam chasada sadvilachanam
Nishkalam nirupamana vaddhiyada
Nishkalam nirupamana vaddhiyada
Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani
Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani
Janma vriddhi parinatya pakshaya
Janma vriddhi parinatya pakshaya
Vyadhinashana vihina vavvayam
Vyadhinashana vihina vavvayam
Vishwasrishtava vighata karanam
Vishwasrishtava vighata karanam
Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani
Brahma Tattvamasi Bhavayatmani
Asta Bhedamana Pasta Lakshanam
Asta Bhedamana Pasta Lakshanam
Asta Bhedamana Pasta Lakshanam
Asta Bhedamana Pasta Lakshanam
Nistaranga Jalarashi Nishchalam
Nistaranjalarasi nischalam
Nityamuktama vibhaktamurti yada
Nityamuktama vibhaktamurti yada
Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani
Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani
Ekameva sadaneka karanam
Ekameva sadaneka karanam
Karanantara nirasa karanam
Karanantara nirasa karanam
Karya karana vilakshanam swayam
Karya karana vilakshanam swayam
Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani
Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani
Nirvikalpakamanalpamaksharam
Nirvikalpamanalpamaraksharam
Yatksharaksharavilakshanam param Yatksharaksharavilakshanam param Nitamavvayasukham niranjanam
Nityamabhyayasukam niranjanam
Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani
Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani
Yadvibhati sadanekadha brahmat
Yadvibhati sadanekadha
brahmat Nama rupa guna vikriyatmana
Nama rupa guna vikriyatmana
Hemavat swayam vikriyam sada
Hemavat swayam vikriyam sada
Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani
Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani
Yajya kastana paramparat param
Yajya kastana paramparat param
Pratyagikara samatma lakshanam
Pratyagikara samatma lakshanam
Satya chit sukham anantam avvayam
Satya chit sukham anantam avvayam
Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani
These words are all indicators. All these words are indicator for reaching there. So we'll do the 262 and 63.
Sit straight. Close your eyes. Bring your attention first to your body. To prana, watch your breath. Bring your attention to your mind. See the thought flow in your mind. Don't identify with your thoughts. To think the meaning of each word, which are the indicators to Brahman. Yadbhivati sadanekadha brahmat. Yadbhivati sad anekadha brahmat. Naam rupa guna vikriyatmana. Chakastana param parat param yachakastana param parat param pratyak ekarasam atmalakshanam pratyak ekarasam atmalakshanam satya chit sukham anantam avayam satya chit sukham anantam avayam Bro. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti.